Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. That's a quote by Marcus Aurelius. Hey, hey! Welcome to Zoe's Corner, where we keep it real and raw with a little bit of fun. I'm Zoe, aka Mrs. Chibs. And this is my cozy corner of the world where I document my life's crazy and amazing journey. The highs, the lows, and all the messy, beautiful moments in between. We're talking faith, finances, love, life lessons, you name it. And through it all, I'm on a mission. ICE. Inspire, create, and encourage. And that's what I hope each episode does for you. So whether you're sipping coffee, stuck in traffic, or just chilling at home, buckle up, get comfy, and let's have some real talk. No filters, no fluff, just life as it is. Ready? Let's dive in. Hi everyone. On today's episode, we have a special guest. Before we get into it, just wanted to remind you guys that it's all about... This podcast is all about my life's mission, which is ICE, I-C-E, Inspire, Create, and Encourage. And I really do believe that today's episode is going to encourage you. Our special guest is visiting us all the way from across the ocean. I will let her introduce herself and just for her to tell us a bit about how she found herself in the same room, in the same city, in the same country, in the same continent as me. So, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Zoe's Corner. So introduce yourself. Let us know a bit about yourself and how you found yourself in Lusaka.
Yeah. So my name is Brooklyn Douglas, and I actually come all the way from Charleston, South Carolina. And it's a bit of a long story, actually, how I got here. So... The beginning of this year, my sister, who happens to be here with me, had told me that she was going on a missions trip with AFM to Zambia. Her friend had invited her, and I jokingly told her that she couldn't beat me out of the country because that wasn't fair. As her older sister, yeah. It just wasn't right. And my mom was standing there in the conversation. She was like, well, go with her. And I said, no, well, I can't. And her response was, why not? Mm-hmm. And that's when it hit me that actually I had no excuse and I had no reason not to come. And the Lord had put missions on my heart many years ago. I just hadn't had opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that I may as well go for it. And I reached out to AFM, filled out the info stuff, mm-hmm. had an interest call, and pretty much just like signed up right away. Mm. And here I am 7 months later. In the same place.
Yep, that's amazing. What's the age gap between you and your sister?
6 years. So I'm okay. 24, she's 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an older sister. She's 2 years older than me. And I was getting married before her. Mm. And in Zambian culture, like, that's not allowed. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of, like, the story of, is it Rachel and Leah? Where
yes.
The dad is like, yeah, you can't marry the younger one when the older one is not married, so take the older one. Mm-hmm. So in Zambian tradition, you kind of have to like gift a chicken to your older sister as like permission. And if she gets the chicken, then it's like, okay, I give you permission to get married before.
No way.
Before me, yeah. So I'm just imagining me telling my family like, guys, I'm getting married. And then my sister is like, you can't get married before me. And then she gets married like really quick. Picks a random guy on the street and is like,
wow.
Yeah, so that was like 5 years ago. She's still not married, but hopefully soon. So yeah, I just had that image in my head, like that would be so funny. And
that's so funny.
That's really cool that your little sister pushed you into doing that. So your name, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Did your parents love New York?
Actually, my parents, I don't know that they had ever been to New York
when
they decided to name me Brooklyn. So I actually grew up in a small town in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so I lived there for 17 years until we moved to Charleston area in mm-hmm. South Carolina. And the story that I've always gotten is just that my mom loved the name. Mm. And it's actually funny because I have 12 siblings.
Nice.
Very big family. And unintentionally, my mom named all of us with names that ended in an N.
Okay.
And so, like, my oldest sister, her name is Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is Cameron. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen. And then me, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do it on purpose, but others caught on.
Mm.
And they were like, no, you started this, so you have to
finish.
So
keep it
going. You can't leave anyone out.
So, like, at what point, at what number did people catch on?
Honestly, I don't even know.
Okay.
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you, but at some point people were like, wait a second, you have to keep that trend.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In reality, none of us would have cared if we didn't, you know,
mm-hmm.
all end in that way. Some of us go by like middle names too.
Mm-hmm.
So it really like doesn't have that much effect, but it's a cool like fun fact.
Mm.
So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday, I was on a mission. I'm with AFM and I went on a ministry day trip and Brooklyn was on my team. And when she mentioned that she has, they are a family of 13 children, I was like, I need to meet her mom because she's my role model, y'all. And just, I think it's really cool. So now that you have the thing with the ends,
mm-hmm.
I am now like thinking of something like, okay, is it names of places? Is it like the 12 disciples or like, but just
mm-hmm.
make them gender. Like if it's Peter, maybe her name should be... I don't know if there's a female version of the name Peter, but we will find a name. But like now it just gets me thinking because I really love big families.
Yes.
I come from a family of just 3 girls.
Mm.
So it was pretty boring. Like,
yeah.
I think when I was in the 4th grade, my immediate older sister, she was in the 6th grade and she just grew up.
Mm.
So I all of a sudden was not cool enough for her and she was just like, you are no longer my friend. And I would shout at my parents for stopping with me. I'm like, if I had a younger sister or a brother, I would have someone to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so extroverted, because my sister was like, yeah, you're not cool enough anymore. And then
you didn't have a choice.
Yeah, so I'm always like, I'm gonna have such a big family so that if the firstborn doesn't want to play with the secondborn, she's got options.
Yes.
If the fourth doesn't want to play with the fifth, she's got options.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that I would definitely continue dreaming of doing.
Yeah, honestly, it's like chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to describe growing up with that many siblings, but it's also so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're all friends.
Yeah.
So we just have like our own little built-in community.
Mm-hmm.
So even in the seasons where we didn't really have like friendships outside of family,
mm-hmm.
like we always had each other.
Yeah.
So that's just, it's been so cool to be able to walk through that.
I'm just imagining your Christmas cards, like the matching clothes. He sent me a next one, the next one.
Yeah, for sure.
Add me to your mailing list. I wanna stick it on my fridge and be like, this is where I'm going.
Yes.
Because Habakkuk says, like, write the vision down, keep it in sight. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, this is...
Yeah.
This is future me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what my mom did. Like, from the time that she was a little girl,
mm-hmm.
it was just always on her heart to have a big family and to have all the babies.
Mm.
And that's exactly what she did.
Man, yeah. I will meet your mom one day.
Yes. Yes.
So, a big part of why we have met is because you have something on your heart that... someone out there, someone who's listening right now, needs to hear. On your body, you have some ink.
Okay.
And it looks, when I was reading it, I was like, am I dyslexic?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the V is upside down, but the letter T is sideways. And so tell us about what word is on there and why it's on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got this tattoo, I think it maybe it's been like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've always been really slow to get any ink, like, mm-hmm. because it's permanent and I've wanted to make sure like this is actually something that I want to be stuck with for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I was eyeing this and I think I found it on Pinterest, which mm-hmm. is not that original. I'd been eyeing it for a really long time, mm-hmm. and it's the word perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to describe without like being able to show a picture, but like you said, it's essentially just every letter in the word is facing a different direction. Mm-hmm. Like starting with the P all the way to the last E. Mm-hmm. And I got it on my arm, right in the spot where I see it every day, all the time. And it just, for me, is this like constant daily visual reminder that there's more than one way to look at things. Mm-hmm. And there's like so many different like quotes and like things that you hear that you could pair that with. There are two sides to every coin. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, the Lord put this word on my heart years ago. Mm-hmm. Because I've always been a person who tends to like pick something, think of something, see something, and stick with that, like, mm-hmm. hardcore. And I just get like super stubborn about things, and that can make life really hard sometimes. So this has just been like such a sweet, gentle way of the Lord reminding me to look at things different. Mm-hmm. And if I start in one way, maybe that's the way of like fear, and it's something that like I don't know, and so it's scary because mm-hmm. I've never done it before. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at it that way, where like, well, I haven't done this, so I probably can't, mm-hmm. I can shift that perspective to say, oh, this is a new adventure. Mm-hmm. Like, I get to try something new, I get to learn something new. Mm-hmm. And maybe mistakes come with that, but like that's part of learning, and there's so much grace in it.
Yeah.
So
that's beautiful. The moment you mentioned the word perspective, it reminded me of a friend of mine. Her name is Nompendulo. She's South African, Motswana, and she's a really good friend of mine. And she once went on a scenic flight in Botswana above the Okavango Delta. So she got to see like some animals, and she had been on so many safaris before, but she had never been. It's basically a safari in the air. Mm-hmm. And so her having that experience of her being on that flight, seeing things from that view, the Lord just gave her this revelation on perspective, and she actually wrote a whole book about it.
No way.
It completely transformed her life. And she speaks about perspective so much because it's such an important thing. And so when you mentioned perspective, I was like, wow, okay. It is something that... And it happened, I think, 2 years ago to her as well. Mm. And so it's something that I think is really important to share and reflect on, because the more I read about perspective, the more I was like, actually, that is a very important aspect, because I'm also quite stubborn, though I like to use the word strong-willed, you know?
There we go.
Making it sound fancy. Yes. And yeah, so I'm very strong-willed. Y'all should pray for my husband, because... He be struggling with me. But yeah, it reminded me of Isaiah. And in Isaiah, there's a scripture that talks about how our ways are not God's ways, and his thoughts are better than our thoughts. And it took me to a movie called Prince of Egypt. Have you watched Prince of mm-hmm. Egypt?
Yes.
So when Jethro is welcoming Moses into the family, he sings a song called Look at Your Life Through Heaven's Eyes, and he says, like, a single thread of tapestry thinks it's insignificant, mm-hmm. and until you look at the carpet and you see like the grand design that single thread makes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I'm in situations where I'm just like stuck on one thing, that song comes in my head and I'm like, okay, look at your life through heaven's eyes, look at your life through heaven's eyes. And then it gives me that perspective that, okay, there is a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. So what area in your life would you think, would you say you were just looking at yourself as a single thread of cotton?
Hmm.
Like, how did you know you needed to work on your perspective?
So it honestly like started years ago, mm-hmm. when the Lord like first gave me the word, And honestly, the way that like that came up is the beginning, like every year, New Year, people like to do like New Year's resolutions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the problem with those goals, they tend to be very short term and people don't stick with them. Mm-hmm. And so I'd heard it said somewhere and decided I wanted to start where instead of having like these goals and like a list of things, mm-hmm. I just asked the Lord for a word to focus mm-hmm. on for the year. And that's where initially he introduced me to perspective. Mm-hmm. And at that time, and honestly for like much of my life, I really struggled with frustration, mm-hmm. Which I think is just a result of like what I was talking about earlier and picking just one way to view things and sticking with it, mm-hmm. And just getting so easily frustrated that like the situation isn't what I thought, or mm-hmm. people aren't listening to me like I think they should, mm-hmm. or like that sort of thing. And so that just begun this like subtle shift in realizing, wait a second, if this way of thinking is leading me into frustration, mm-hmm. then maybe there's another way that I can think about the situation, mm-hmm. or like me specifically, that will lead to something else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I think I know, like with me, in my strong willedness, I think just something lighthearted is like with food. Mm. So I've been a picky eater since I was a child and I still struggle. But then this one time I realized that I was actually missing out on, I've been missing out on a lot of good things because of my strong willedness to mm-hmm. just not eat certain food. And my excuse all the time would be, I've survived this many years without it, I can survive the rest of my life
yeah,
without it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something new introduced to me in my adulthood.
Mm.
So I know sweet potato, it was just not my thing. It was not my thing at all. And then I think a couple of years ago, someone introduced me to sweet potato chips.
Ooh, yes.
And I tasted them and I was like, okay, I have been missing out. And so now I do have sweet potato through chips. After a couple of times, it was like, okay, let me try sweet. In Zambia, there's like sweet potato. You boil it and you mix it with peanut butter.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let me try that. I tried it and I'm like, okay, it's not bad. And then now it's like sweet potato just boiled on its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, let me try that. And I'm like, okay, I'm now gaining new experiences and I'm actually being nourished in different ways because I've allowed myself to break free from that strong willedness. So with you and how the Lord has been working with you on the last 2 years, what kind of freedom has come from looking at things from different perspectives? How liberating has it been?
Oh my gosh, so liberating.
Mm.
It's wild to look back on the last 2 years of my life and just think about like where I started and mm-hmm. where the Lord has me now
mm.
and what that journey's been like. I like one thing that really held me hostage for so long was fear.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, like fear and frustration were the two biggest things in my life. And I was never open about it because that was scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, I was afraid of everything. I was afraid to try new things. Mm-hmm. I was afraid to meet new people. I was afraid to like talk because maybe I'm going to say the wrong thing
mm-hmm.
or like just honestly, it related to everything. And in like shifting my perspective again, I think I already said this, and not just like shifting my perspective, it also was, I think I was afraid to receive things too.
Mm-hmm.
So not only was I afraid to like do things and make mistakes, but I was afraid to receive things from other people, whether that was like receiving new friendship, receiving
mm-hmm.
like love, like kind words, things like that. Because what if they weren't genuine? What if like they didn't mean it?
Mm-hmm.
What if somebody came in for this short time and like wanted to be my friend and wanted to be like close to me and then they decided to leave?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was gonna hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so in an effort to like protect myself from that, I actually found through that perspective shift and through learning to let the Lord love me
mm-hmm.
that like you said with sweet potato, like I was actually robbing myself of so many joys
mm-hmm.
and of so many things that the Lord wanted me to experience and wanted just wanted to bring me into
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't looking at it the way that he was looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just been amazing to be able to like learn to be myself, mm-hmm. and learn to just embrace anything and everything. And I went from this place of like being so afraid of change and being afraid of new things to learning with the Lord that I actually love a change in routine. Mm. Like I love when I get to do just one small thing differently in my day than what I normally do. 'Cause it feels like, for some reason, it feels like everything is new. Mm. And it's so silly. Like, 'cause months ago back home, I get up pretty early for work in the morning. And this one morning, I think I had a little bit of extra time before I needed to leave, and I decided to unload my dishwasher. Mm. And it's like, it's so silly. Just like this little bit of like cleaning up the kitchen, mm-hmm. but that just like completely changed my whole day. Mm. And from there, it was like a whole new attitude. Like I started my day and I did something productive. Mm. I did something that I don't normally do. And it was just like a great day the rest of the day. It's like, wow, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And like, I already accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I don't normally do. And now I get to come home to an empty dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And so instead of like having more work, now there's less work.
Mm-hmm.
And it just can be like the smallest thing.
Yeah.
But I've learned through that, like looking at it differently, mm-hmm. that the little things actually are big things, and they like, they add up, and it's so much more.
They do. That's amazing. I'm thinking about how, because you were living in fear, and I think it explains why your initial reaction to your mom saying you can go, you're just like, yeah, no, like, mm-hmm. it was just, yeah. it's just a reflex, you
it
know, it was just like,
yeah.
you didn't even think about it. And then when your mom asked you like, why not, then you had time to think about it, and you're like, actually, there's nothing actually holding me back, mm-hmm. so let me come. And this is a whole different change of scenery.
Oh yeah,
there's lots of relationships that you are forming, mm-hmm. and you're like, you've spent a lot of time with people, you're sleeping with them, you are doing ministry with them, you're eating with them, you're building relationships with them, and they're from different parts of the world, which means there are high chances that you may not see each other again, mm-hmm. but I love how you're still not pushing them away. So I think that's like a lot of growth. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah. Which other area in your life did you realize like, actually, wow, I've grown here. I think about a friend of mine. She doesn't know how to receive gifts. She's a firstborn, and she's so used to being the one giving. So I gave her a gift the other day, and she was just like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't have money to buy you something. And I'm like, I didn't ask for anything. And mm-hmm. she's like, it feels wrong, me receiving. Like, I should be the one giving, but yeah. I haven't budgeted for this. And I'm like, relax. I'm like, okay, let me tell you, you have a gift coming. We're going to do round two. And so we chatted about other things. And an hour later, I came. I'm like, hey, I have a gift for you. And then she took a deep breath and she's like, okay, thank you. I'm like, yeah, that's how you respond, you know? So
yes.
what moment can you think about where you were like, okay, there's some progress here?
So it feels pretty small, but for me, receiving, so like, if talking about like the love languages, I feel like everybody, most people are familiar with like the five love languages, mm-hmm. and all of that. And I used to hate words of affirmation.
Mm.
I did not like if people would say nice things about me, if they would like give me compliments. Like, I couldn't stomach it. I, like your sister, like, I didn't know what to do with it. I was just like, eh, no, don't.
Mm.
Like, just please stop. But on the flip side, like, I always loved to give that out to people. I just didn't know how to receive it myself.
Mm.
And I can think of even just, it might have been a couple months ago at church, I was sitting down having a conversation with someone, and they just like, they randomly complimented me, and I don't remember what they said, and I think it was more so like, not like outward, like physical appearance, but
mm-hmm.
like something about like the heart and like my character. And I just sat there like in silence. I was like, just like I would have done previously, and I didn't know what to do with it. And then thinking about this past week and this time that I've gotten to spend with all of the people here on my team,
mm-hmm.
for this trip, and how close we've gotten. And I've had quite a few people recently just like speak into me and saying kind words and encouraging me and lifting me up. Mm-hmm. And like I was able to receive it. And instead mm-hmm. of just like stuttering or like, no, stop, like, please don't, just like sitting in it. And there still is like a just the smallest ounce of discomfort mm-hmm. in the way of like I don't, like I'm not sure what to do, but I think I'm not supposed to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like I think I can just sit there and receive and soak it in. Mm-hmm. I think about Mary. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly when it is. I don't know at what point along the story, but basically like it says that Mary pondered these things in her heart. Mm-hmm. Actually might have been right after she had Jesus, and then like the wise men came and brought her gifts and stuff mm-hmm. and just like soaking all of that in, and she pondered it in her heart. And it makes me think of that with mm-hmm. like receiving those kind words, and just being able to like sit and ponder them mm-hmm. versus like completely rejecting them.
Yeah.
So that definitely is like very big growth, very big change for me. Mm,
that's amazing. And just to wrap it up, what words would you have for people, or like even some encouraging scriptures if you have any? What would you encourage someone out there who's listening who struggles with fear or just putting things into perspective?
I think one encouragement that I would give you is to lean into the discomfort. Mm. And that sounds, it's a lot easier said than done, but that's truly where like change happens. Mm. And that's really where you start to find that the more you lean into what makes you uncomfortable, the more comfortable it starts to feel. Mm. And you begin to like, instead of like that resistance and that tension, you start to like slowly soften mm. And begin to be able to actually receive whatever it is that's happening. Mm. Yeah, that definitely is what helped change things for me. It was a game changer.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Brooklyn. Have you been to New York? To Brooklyn itself?
I have not been to Brooklyn.
Oh, no. My God.
This trip, actually, we started in New York because my team is from all across America. And so everybody met up in New York before coming over here to Zambia. Mm-hmm. But I have not made it yet.
Please do.
I will someday.
Please. I think it would be really cool, like, standing by a post that says Brooklyn and you're just there. And I think it would be a full circle moment. And I think it would be nice if your parents went there too.
For sure. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for giving me your time, your wisdom. I know it may be uncomfortable, but thank you so much. I think there is so much wisdom that I have picked up from you, and that people listening have picked up from you as well. And it's also been nice to just see the growth. And I know I will be keeping up with you online. Are you okay with sharing your social media handles in case anyone wants to reach out and just say hi? Or are you not too much on the socials?
I unfortunately am not very much on social media. Okay. I would love to, but mm-hmm. the problem is that I don't even know my handle. If I knew it, I would absolutely give it out. And if I had my phone on me, I would look it up, but I don't have that.
Okay, that's fine. Any last fun facts about your time in Zambia? Something that you've enjoyed, something that you will miss?
Honestly, I've enjoyed every moment of it. It's been so beautiful. The country is gorgeous. The people are amazing. And it's a little bit silly, but I think one of my favorite things is anytime we go out and there's kids and they see us, they like all the kids flock to us. They come running and they're just so excited, and they're always yelling, Musungu, Musungu, which means white person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's so silly and it's so sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to miss that.
Well, thank you so much, Brooklyn, for your time. And thank you for being on the podcast. We shall see you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Zoe's Corner. I hope you got a little dose of inspiration, a fresh perspective, or maybe even a good laugh along the way. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. It means the world to me. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram at zoes.corner or at missconnie25 and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, step out of your corner and into the world. Go out, shine bright, and let Jesus be seen in all that you do. Catch you on the next one. Bye.